Hello again. This time I'm coming to you from Laughlin, Nevada. It's about a halfway point between Flagstaff and the Owens Valley where I'm headed. I got here yesterday just for a quick overnight. It was 113 degrees. It's still 113 degrees. And so I apologize for the air conditioner noise in the background of this video. But I'm not turning off the air conditioner even for you. So today's thought, I'll title, Beyond It's Pretty. After spending a couple of days at the Grand Canyon and then coming back and reviewing hundreds and hundreds of photographs of the Grand Canyon on the internet, just because I was curious about what other people had done, and I'm going to talk about that a lot more in a different video. One of the things that I did notice is that 99.99% of the pictures of the Grand Canyon are apparently there to show that it's a pretty place. And it is. You know, the photographs are very colorful. They have big puffy clouds. It's clearly a marvelous place to go and photograph. But it does occur to me that the Grand Canyon is a lot more than a pretty place. It's also a hostile environment. It's also a very vertical world. It's also unbelievably voluminous. It's also a geological wonderland with all kinds of rocks and, of course, vegetation. And any one of those could be a valid way to present the Grand Canyon. And anybody interested in doing photographic artwork could approach the Grand Canyon with any one of those as the premise, to show it as a voluminous place, to show it as a rocky place, to show it as a hostile environment. But that's not what most people do, and I find that curious. It makes me wonder if most people show up to the Grand Canyon as tourists or perhaps as photographers with a preconceived idea of what it is they want to show. They want to show a pretty place. They want to show the magnificence and the beauty and the grandeur. But like I say, that's not all that the Grand Canyon is. And it could be represented as so many other kinds of things. I never saw a photograph showing what I might characterize as the hostility of the Grand Canyon, or even the vertical nature of the Grand Canyon, which is, you can't avoid it when you're standing on the edge. It's a little spooky, particularly for those of us who are slightly scared of heights. There's many ways to approach the Grand Canyon, but people appear not to, at least the vast majority. There's a herd mentality. And I think that's one of the things that makes photographic art so interesting, is we have the possibility of doing something other than the herd mentality. But it's so seductive to just fall into sort of the cliché. And in this case, the cliché that the Grand Canyon is lovely. Which it is, but like I say, that's not all it is. And some of those other characteristics of the Grand Canyon might be ways to explore it photographically.